June 19, 1929, the divine will and the operating life of it in the creature. Difference between one who lives in the fiat and one who does not. My poor mind was wandering in the divine fiat. I felt the sweet enchantment of its enrapturing light, and I thought to myself, but what is this divine will in my poor soul? And my beloved Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, what fortune yours is to live under the sweet enchantment of my divine volition. Don't you know that when it takes possession of the creature, it forms in her its operating life, in such a way that it operates in the one in whom it reigns just as it operates within itself? And, more than queen, it imposes itself over everything, it extends with its light in the littleness of the creature, it forms in her its sweet enchantment for the human will so as to be more free to form its life. And since the divine life of my fiat is composed of repeated acts never interrupted, it is not subject to stopping, and this is why you feel within yourself an act that never ends, a light that is never extinguished, a love that always burns. Not so for those who do not live in my volition. They feel the divine life interrupted in their interior, their acts broken. They feel themselves now one way, now another. Their will is not invested by a continuous light that sweetly nourishes them and enchants them, such that, feeling the sweetness of my volition, they would give not a thought to entering the field in order to operate in a human way. And if they feel the light, it is at intervals. A symbol of one who lives in my divine will is one who were able to remain always under the sun. Its light never ends, nor does it need to be fed in order not to become extinguished. So, one who could live under the sun would feel light raining down constantly upon herself. And since the light contains admirable effects, she would nourish herself with sweetnesses, with fragrances, with varieties of colors, with lights, in such a way as to feel the very life of the sun being formed within herself. On the other hand, one who does not live in my will, be it even one who is not evil, is symbolized by one who lives under the light of the low world, which is neither the virtue nor the power to form a sweet enchantment of light, such as to eclipse her so much that she would not be able to look at anything but light. And it is subject to becoming extinguished very often, because it does not possess by nature the continuous nourishing virtue. And if it is not nourished, her light ends. And since a light formed by the creature possesses neither sweetness, nor colors, nor fragrances, she cannot feel the life of that light being formed within herself. What great difference between one who lives in my divine will and one who lives outside of it. May everything be for the glory of God, and for the good of my poor soul.